Welcome to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
Don't read handoff. Frank's got room across the 40. Running right inside.
That's Makai. Another round around third. Pickens sliding into third base. A triple. Scores two runs in the Bobcat. Now lead it.
Okay, that one swung on. Head out towards left field. That ball is going back to the wall. And that ball is gone.
A grand slam from Courtney
Pierce. Two runs in the Bobcat. Now lead it. 9-8 here in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Good morning and welcome to your Wednesday edition of Bobcat Radio. I'm your host, Ishmael Johnson. In the studio, we got the full Legion of Boom here. I'm going to go ahead and say I'm Earl Thomas. I don't want to be Richard Sherman, so I'm going to say I'm Earl Thomas. Otis, I say you're Richard Sherman because you can be kind of, you kind of go off sometimes.
Who got suspended for
Browning?
Who got suspended for using, like, Adderall?
Cam Kinser?
Brandon Browner?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
No. Was that Sherman?
What?
I thought Sherman
Browner.
Was that Browner?
Who just got reinstated, by the way.
By the way, yeah, that's true.
I thought he was going to be. I saw something today that he was going to get suspended for the whole season next year, part of the season next
year. He's reinstated as far as like being allowed back in the league, but I don't know. Who's the other one? Cam Chancellor.
Cam Chancellor.
Who's going to be?
Richard Sherman.
No. I said Otis was Richard Sherman.
Yeah, I'll be Richard Sherman. I have no problem with that.
Who's going to be Cam the Beast? Built like a linebacker, man. Come on now.
I guess Kirk. Kirk is the biggest one out of all of us, like the tallest one. So, he can be the big hitter.
So does that mean Warren's Brandon Browner then? Got suspended for her PEDs.
Sure, that's so jacked. That's what I'll be suspended for.
All right, we got a good show lined up for you guys. We got some Texas State talk. Busy weekend and busy week for the men's and women's mainly just the men's. Women's kind of coasting at this point. But first, we're gonna start with our name drop. My name drop is, I always do, I try to go off the rails, off the beaten path a little bit. Mine's Kayla Montgomery, Mount Tabor High School runner. She's a track and field runner and cross country. She ranks nationally, but she runs with multiple sclerosis. If you guys see, I don't know if you guys seen the article on Deadspin. First of all, multiple sclerosis, immune system attacks your own body. And you start to damage your nerve cells, so like she'll randomly lose feeling in some things. And the way she finishes races, they have a video of it as well, because it's part of a news story. She gets to the finish line and she just collapses.
Wow!
Her coach is there. They have like what they call Kayla's catchers, and there's like people there to catch her when she falls, because when she stops, she can't feel her legs, and so she'll just fall, she'll just collapse.
So that happens every time?
Every single time.
Wow.
And so there's some situations, I remember they talked about one where she stopped during a race accident, and she collapsed in the middle of a cross-country race. So, I don't know, I saw that article, I was like, wow. Like,
she's running cross-country, too.
Cross-country and track, and yeah, oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
There's another video of like her teammates putting like ice packs on her legs, like watering down, trying to get her feeling back in the legs again. Because they have a video of her crossing the finish line and collapsing, and it's a literal just like boom right there, because she just loses all feeling in her legs. And I don't know, that was like crazy that she still runs with it, because she played soccer, but she that was her first love, but she had to stop playing that because there's so much stoppage and you're not always running in soccer, and there was a risk of that happening. So cross country, I mean. Something where you cannot stop. That's mine, Kayla Montgomery. Go check out that news story if you haven't yet.
My name drop, if you haven't figured this out already, I'm a big golf fan. Any tour,
yeah.
European, LPGA, the minor leagues, web.com, champions, whatever, I'll watch it. So my name drop this week, I don't know if you saw this, but Paula Creamer, she's an American. She's on the LPGA Tour. She won the HSBC Women's Championship this past week in a playoff against Azahara Munoz. She's from Spain on the second playoff hole. I don't know if you saw the video of this, but she made a 75-foot putt,
yeah,
to win it. And if you haven't seen it, it's a par 5, and the pin is like front left, and there's a bunch of water there. So she hit her approach and onto the right side, and the green is massive. They're one of the biggest greens I've ever seen. And there's a big ridge, like, right in the front middle part of the green that would funnel down a shot to the front left part where the pin was. Well, she was up above the tier, 75 feet away. And when you have a putt 75 feet away, you're just trying to get it with inside a 5-foot You're just trying to two-putt. You're trying to get inside, like, a five-foot area. If it goes in, it's a bonus. And, well, when the putt was coming in, they had to zoom the camera out so far away cause to see Paul and the hole together. So yeah. When the putt gets over the ridge, you're seeing it, and it is just tracking right on that line. And it had plenty of speed, so if it wouldn't have hit the hole, she probably would have been – the hole got in the way, and that's why it went in. But still, it was ridiculous. That's her 10th career win, and she hasn't won on tour since 2010. And last year on tour, she was in a playoff, and the playoff went 9 holes, which is very rare in golf. So it's good to see her back in the winning circle. And she's one of the top players on the women's tour, and there were a bunch of – U.S. players there that were congratulating her after the round, which was nice to see.
Yeah, I saw the video, and her reaction was great.
Yes.
Her reaction was great, just collapsing on the ground, just like, I don't know, in celebratory fashion.
She started, like, the walk. Like, usually if you start doing, like, a walk, you're going to jinx the putt and everything like that. So if I'm playing golf, I never start the walk early because it's never going to go in. But she started, like, walking. Like, she didn't raise the putt or anything like that. She just started walking, and then you could tell, like you said, right when she goes in, she's, like, jumping up and down on the green and everything like that. It was pretty cool to see.
All right, my name drop is Ian Kinsler. I know most of you all know about him, but he's kind of been ragging on the Rangers. He said he hopes they go 0-162, which he says was a joke. I don't know. I mean, it kind of sounds like a joke. And he called John Daniels a sleazeball, says he ran Nolan Ryan out of town because of his ego, and just totally bashing on the Rangers, which kind of surprises me because, I follow the Rangers, so I was kind of surprised that he said that kind of stuff, but he was really getting after it. And the funny thing is, this is not the first time this has happened. You know, Josh Hamilton was talking bad about John Daniels. Michael Young talked bad about John Daniels. But, I mean, to hear him say these kind of things is, I don't know. But
that I agree. I read the article, and this isn't, like you said, this isn't the third time – the two of them got, like, Michael Young was the leader of that team, and he's calling out John Daniels. So I think a lot of people that like the Rangers are a little perturbed by this, Mike, they're talking bad about the franchise, and maybe people need to realize that there could be a bigger issue there with John Daniels and his ego.
I don't know. I mean, I love John Daniels. I think he's probably one of the best GMs in the game. He makes the hard decisions some GMs can't make, and I mean, you're the bad guy, and the good thing is Ron Washington is the good cop. It's kind of like good cop, bad cop with them, you know. Ian Kinsler, Mark Young, Josh Hamilton never said anything bad about the teammates, never said anything bad about Ron Washington. It was always something about the upper management, which, you know, the good thing is Josh Hamilton's not public enemy number one for Rangers anymore. It's probably going to be Ian Kinsler.
And I think we can talk about this later, too, if you want, but John Daniels not handling how he trades people the right way. I think we should save that for later on the show. You can talk about that. I think that's a big reason why.
No one cares about the Rangers anyway. So I'm just joking. It's my little habit.
All right, Richard Sherman.
There we go. See, I'm sticking with it.
Let me finish.
All right, my name drop was going to be LeBron and Kevin Durant because of what they're doing this week. But I just got this update on my phone, which is awesome.
Wait, like an update? Like
like
operation news?
It's kind of like, no, it's not really breaking news. It's about the Knicks. So.
Why are we name dropping the Knicks? Come on, man.
We're not. We're name dropping the New York Knicks fans. The KF4L rally. Knicks fans are planning to rally March 19th to protest the ownership of James Dolan. I love this because James Dolan is an idiot, knows nothing about basketball.
Wow.
The Knicks aren't going to be relevant for another 20 years.
I did not hear about that.
This is awesome. I'm glad the Knicks fans are doing this because the Knicks are terrible. Yeah. They are awful. How do you have J.R. Smith, Carmelo, Tyson Chandler, Amari Stoudemire, who can't play more than 2 games in a row, just so bad, and they're not going to make the playoffs. Everyone thought they were going to, like, be the 5th seed. Apparently not. James Dolan just needs to go. They need to sign a petition, find a way to kick him out of New York.
They're trying to do that right now, apparently.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So, go Knicks fans. I applaud you, KF4L. I would try to be there, but the funds are kind of low, so I'll be there with you.
That's the reason. Hey.